This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilent Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum and our topic, the utilization of corn processing in growing heifer diets. This data was presented in the Journal of Dairy Science in the April 2022 edition, and the data comes from the University of Mashhad in Iran. And so we know that corn processing can affect performance in lactating cows. What about growing heifers? Does it affect feed behavior? And how does it affect starch digestibility in these non-lactating animals? So, Bill, this research involved 36 Holstein heifers. These heifers went on feed at about 91 days of age. They weighed about 220 pounds. And then there was a 60-day feeding period. And the diets consisted of 80% concentrate and 20% forage. And that forage is a straw-based forage in Iran. There were three treatments that were conducted in the study. First one, the corn was finely ground to 1.1 millimeter. In particle size. Then the second treatment was dry rolled corn. That's more like a cracked corn. So the size just doubles in size, 2.3 millimeters in size. Third one was they called crumbleized corn. And what that is particle size initially starts at 2.54 millimeters. Then it is steam flaked, which heats the corn that gelatinizes or cooks the corn starch. And then it's pelleted. And, of course, the pelleting reduces the particle size also when it goes through this pelleting process. So we have actually two treatments of this corn as well. So the results are interesting, at least to me, Bill. First of all, the crumbleized corn, which is the steam-flaked and pelleted corn, had the greatest feed intake compared especially to the dry rolled corn or the finely ground corn, which has more fines and dust associated with it. The crumbleized corn also grew the heifers taller. They were taller at the wither height, and that probability was 0.07%. So that means that can happen on your farm as well. Interesting, no difference in feed efficiency between the three types of corn products in these diets here. However, the crumbleized corn had the highest average daily gain and the probability of a 0.04 and also higher birth body weights at the end of the test period. That was also significant at the 0.04 level. They also looked at starch digestibility, and the crumbles had a starch digestibility of 97.8%. That is extremely high. The finely ground corn came in second at 93.1%, and then the dry rolled or cracked corn, 89.5%. The fecal starch analysis were also conducted, and they fell right in line with that. The fecal starch in the crumbleized corn, 2.1%, the finely ground corn, 3.8%, and the cracked corn, 5.4%. So those numbers match up very, very nicely at this point. As far as feeding behavior, there was really an increase in rumination time with the crumbled and the dry rolled corn, a little more coarser particle feeds at this point. But there were no differences in terms of standing, lying, or eating times that were monitored at the same time. They also monitored some blood parameters and found that there were higher levels of molar propionic acid being produced in crumbleized corn. It was superior on that, and that also led to higher levels of blood glucose in these heifers as well. So our take-home messages are that cracked corn had the lowest effectiveness in these heifer grazing programs. The finely processed, we discovered, is less palatable due to dust and fines, and the heat treatment along with the texturizing of it resulted in the best performance in cattle. Well, that completes our program for today. Have a good one.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Feed Forum Friday brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilent Ruminant. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agilent Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agilent Ruminant. Learn more at theagilentstory.com. We'll be right back.